Hey, welcome to the show. I'm Yanni Rude.
And I'm Just Terrell. You ever been elsewhere and overheard two people having crazy conversations?
Yeah, well, we are those people. We've been having these conversations since college.
Yep, it's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts podcast. Random Conversations, episode 2. Be sure to like, subscribe, rate, and leave a review.
You know, before we get started, because, you know, very special show today, and Lexi Lex says, now you guys, where's this scheduled during my kickoff of the Commanders game? I'm definitely catch the replay. I know this is going to be good. It is going to be good because very special guest joining us today. And Lois Lane asked this question. Does this mean we can't cut up in the comments because we have company today? And Janella's like, hold up. I'll watch Auntie's advice. And I assure you, you can cut up as much as you like.
Definitely.
Letting it be known early, man. And to be fair, apologies for having this kickoff during the Commanders game because initially we were going to do this tomorrow. I guess we would still be messing up the DMV because it would have been between during the Ravens game, right? So we're going to do this tomorrow, but I got a gale I've got to go to. So we had to do this tonight and appreciate Auntie adjusting the schedule to make it because very special guest on the show today. I remember we were doing, what was that, 90 Day Fiancé?
I think first time we did 90 Day Fiancé with, what's his name, from Africa in Kansas?
Yeah, now you know my memory doesn't work. Short term, long term, intermediate, it doesn't matter. It doesn't work, right? And so, but I remember that there was a day that all of a sudden there were a lot of people in the live chat saying, Auntie sent me, Auntie sent me, Auntie sent me. And you and I both after the live, like, wait a minute. So what does everybody mean when they say that? And I mentioned it to my wife. And then my wife goes and does what women do, which is something that we as men don't do, right? We'll ask a lot of questions, but my wife went and did investigations, came back, said, no, this is Auntie who they're talking about. Here's the post that she made saying, check these guys out. And, it's been an upward trend since then, and we are so honored to have her join us today. Auntie from Auntie's Advice Channel for Women, welcome to Random Conversations.
Hello, guys.
How are you?
I'm ready.
Now, here's what's interesting, right? Because Terrell reached out and as he's having this conversation with you, he said, you know, I'll be on my best behavior because, you know, I'm a little, you know, we get a little raw on my channel. And Terrell said, no, be you. Mm-hmm. So we just want to say welcome. And we're so honored to have you with us today.
Yes. I'm honored to be here. I'm excited.
Now, here's the great thing about the chat, and I know you've seen this, that very, very interactive. We always have a lot of questions and a lot to say. The live chat's off the chain. The replay gang's off the chain. Do us a favor. Drop your questions in the chat, and we'll get to them as many as we can later on. But, you know, just want to start off first, Auntie, by asking the moniker. Auntie, and the fact that you've got your nieces and nephews. I love that. The nieces and nephews, the family. It's like a big family reunion every time you get on because there's always one auntie who's going to tell it like it is, and apparently that's you. How did that come about? How did you start up doing your podcast?
So back in, I believe it was 2016, we had a lot of things that changed in the world. Mm-hmm. And I have maybe about 30 some plus nieces and nephews of my mm-hmm. own, and they were struggling. And so I would talk to them on Facebook and they would ask me different things from, you know, being an adult now, going into adulthood, college, relationships, all that kind of stuff. And so we would go on Facebook and then eventually they started inviting their friends and asking me if they could invite their friends in. So I was like, sure, invite them in. And what we would do is we would take a song or a musical artist and we would base the conversation based on a theme, whatever that song was. And so after that, I decided that I would go to YouTube. I had been on YouTube since 2009, but I hadn't, you know, I was just a viewer. And so I decided to take it to YouTube. And then after I took it to YouTube, they followed me over there. they were in the comments section and everything. And then I started just doing shows. The very first shows I started doing was Housewives of Atlanta, mm-hmm. Housewives of New York, Love and Hip Hop.
Hey, that's where you get it.
Because that's the generation they were in. And so it just took off from there. And I started, you know, adding and deleting different things. And to this day, my nieces and nephews, my real nieces and nephews are in the comment section. And that's why I call myself Auntie, because when they would come in,
right,
they would be like, okay, well, Auntie, I was there by
real Auntie.
And right. And so their friends called me the same thing. And it just took off from there. And of course, I was given advice. So that's how I became Auntie's Advice.
So I got to ask you a real question, though, because as this started on Facebook, were you given the same, I view discretion advised?
Hell no.
And can we bring our friends? Yeah, but they got to know what's going to happen in this chat right here.
Right. And then a lot of them knew me anyway. And then, you know, when you have your nieces and nephews, they know you growing up. Mm-hmm. And I was the aunt that would pinch them. Mm-hmm. Do you know what that means?
Well, like church pinch, like you messed up?
The church pants.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yanni's a heathen, so he doesn't know.
No. Hold on now. Stop it. Because you don't even know how to spell church.
C-H-U-C-H.
Church.
But yeah, so I was always that sassy aunt. And I did not have my daughter until later on in life. So I watched them grow up. They were like my kids.
Right.
So I was always that aunt that was free, you know, free, young and free, and, you know, just doing woo-dee-woo-dee-woo. And so it was just naturally who I was. I'm like 100% authentic with my nieces and nephews on YouTube as I am with my biological ones. Mm.
Now, we're going to talk about Married at First Sight and this crazy season at some point.
Let's right? go.
But let me go get to that in a little bit. But before we get there are a bunch of other shows that you do as well, right? Because you do reviews and recaps and, how?
How do you do? Because when we started doing this, I hated it because, like, I got to watch the show and take notes. That's what people don't realize, that watching the show is one thing. People can watch it that are at home and they're cooking, they're doing stuff. I have to sit there intentionally mm-hmm. and watch, pause, rewind, take notes, and prepare. Mm-hmm. So looking at how many shows you do, I'm like, how do you do it? Because every time I see you come up on YouTube, I'm like, oh, she's doing that show now? Oh, she's doing that show now?
What did they got? How do I do it? The same way you do, except for I allow myself the room to not take notes.
Mm.
So if it's a, you know, like the episode that I did with like a kid. Now, my brother got on me last week about it because he told me that he is tired. He watches you all too.
Mm-hmm.
He and his fiance. He said he is tired of getting my reviews later than everybody else's. I told him to kiss my ass. But
of course you did.
They said that they're irritated because everybody else's stuff is out like a day, that mm-hmm. day or the day after. And my stuff is coming like 2 or 3 days after.
Right.
And I told him, I said, it's because when there are certain episodes, I want to get details.
Right.
I want to be able, like the one that I did on Icky Icky Ya 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 and his vows.
Right.
Because, you know, when they went back to the vows and MM asked him the question, do you still feel that way? Do you still, you know, are you behind? I thought, why? There's a reason why that question was asked. Mm-hmm. And then I understand with television, they edit. So I don't know what the conversation was before then or the conversation after. So that's when, Terrell, I go and do the note taking that you do.
Mm.
But for me, I may jot down a line or something but I'm going to remember everything else that I was thinking at the time. So I don't do a lot of note-taking unless I really, really want to gain more insight on why someone acted or said a certain thing on the show.
Got it.
So I'm able to do all of those shows. I've been behind though lately because I've been, you know, really extremely in my personal, been busy in my personal life. But for the most part, yeah, I'm just jotting down little notes, and I don't go back unless I'm listening to it one time. I do the review, unless I want to know why MM said what she said.
You know, I think what we just learned from what you said is we've been doing it. We've been doing too much work. Work smarter, not harder. Taylor would watch it first, then he'll go back and take notes. Like, cause I'm like, you watch it? Yeah, I watch it. He said, I still got to go take notes. I'm like, huh? As I'll take notes and I'm doing something else. Like, for me, I have this sense of having to do multiple things at one time, right? My mind doesn't work where I can just sit down and just watch it. But it's interesting. And I guess the question I have for you, and this is going to be about when you put it out, because your brother says, oh, I hate having to wait for yours. But do you notice a difference in the fact that whether you put it out, it's not about who does it first. Mm-hmm. It's about if you do it true to the way you do. I want to say do it best, because there's so many different ways that, and you attack it in different ways than everybody else does. We don't try to just go, well, here's what happened here. Here's what here.
I hate that.
Because I watched the show already. I mean, tell me something else. Let's talk about it like we do when we're talking about it. And that's what it should be, right?
Yeah. And I like the way that you two bounce off. I mean, like, I love the way you play off of each other, right? Because, you know, you're the one that's narrating it. Mm-hmm. And Terrell and Terrell gets to sit back like, nah, I don't think so. You know, I disagree. Yeah. You ask him, you know, and I love when he does that, right? You know, you done went through the spiel. You laid out, you know, the narrated the scene and everything. He'll be like, no, I don't agree. Yeah. You know, and I get a kick out of it. But, you know, because he's taking notes, right?
Yeah.
He brings a different perspective,
mm-hmm.
right? You're looking at it from, I've got a hostess, I've got to narrate through this, and he gets to sit in the cut with his notes. You know what I mean?
Because he will ask me how many pages. I will take 6 pages of notes.
Yes, he will. Yes.
Because, hell no.
Well, I'll take like 6 pages of notes because he's Yanni psycho. Might ask me, hey, did you catch when they say this? Because he'll catch the littlest thing, like someone's feet.
Does.
Or did you notice the shoes on the bed? I'm like, no, I didn't see that. So now I'm trying to catch. Right. Yeah, but he's going to ask me, but I take a lot of notes, and then I don't even cover everything that I take notes on.
To be fair, it's because he's competitive, right? And he hates if I see something that he doesn't see. So he's
Are you serious?
That's exactly what it is. Trust me.
What? Yanni? Really? We got company. Really? This is what we do.
Don't sit on and spill his tea.
What's funny is and I think a lot of people that know us, that have known us since college, this is how we talk to each other all the time. It doesn't matter what it is. He could be here and hanging out with me and I'm doing a crawfish boil and it's going to be the exact same mm-hmm. type of dialogue. And are we competitive? Yes, we are.
See?
Competitive. We both
it
like to be right.
That way. I mean,
we both
it's
like
a
to be right.
Play. But you are mad about that crawfish. Oh my goodness. You didn't...
Don't talk about my crawfish. You can talk about my mama, but don't talk about my crawfish.
When MM and her girlfriend sat down at that crawfish, you was disgusted.
Oh, my God.
I'm going to tell you how you really feel.
Yeah, he's definitely one of those that's going to give that opinion. And, you know, I saw your opinion. It's funny because we got done doing our review. Was that Thursday?
Yeah.
Episode 11.
Yeah. Wednesday. And then I look and see, oh, Auntie's live. I go up and I said, wait a minute. You're taking a completely different take on MM on this one, right? Mm-hmm. And it feels like the tables are turning. Because I even saw a Reddit thread where somebody goes, her mask is falling. What did you see that we missed? Because I don't think that's the way Terrell or I saw it.
Her mask is falling.
Hmm. How so?
I believe that there is always a little truth in everything someone says. And he is not the best in articulating in the moment. Mm-hmm. And so because he's such an asshole and such a disgusting person.
Yes.
We dismiss that little bit of truth.
True.
It's the same thing with Michelle and David. We dismiss the little bit of truth. And so it made me step back because I do believe that. Are we going there?
Yeah.
Do you want me to go there?
Let's go there.
I do believe he made a mistake when he put her hand in that region.
Right.
His no-no place.
Yeah. He gave her the wrong signal.
But he set the table.
He gave her the wrong signal.
Okay.
And since he's done that, her inappropriateness, she is justified by that one action he did.
It was a bold action.
It was a very bold action. I would have bust him in his eye.
Well, she's trying to bust him somewhere else. He's like,
yeah,
no.
She's trying to get busted.
Yeah, exactly.
But he, that one action that he did with her, if you notice, she's using that over and over and over again to give herself an excuse as to why she was pursuing him that way. I do believe that things changed after he said no.
Yeah.
And we see that in the conversation that he had with Dr. Calvin, where he said, she asked to get in the shower with me. She asked to do this. Well, normally in a normal relationship, right, that would be acceptable. You guys thought it was acceptable. Hey, come on. You want to get in the shower? Let's do it. Terrell believes you get married, you fuck that day.
Yep.
Right? So, but. Stop laughing, Yanni. I'm
sorry. Because he's been saying that since we started.
He's like,
everybody
that.
Should. That's been his thing from season 13.
Yes.
He's like, they should do it immediately. I'm like, they don't know each other. You do it with other people.
But he didn't want it. And I do believe, because she said, I touched him, but he put my hand there. I touched him, but he put my hand there. I touched him, but he put my, okay, so, okay, no is no. At any time someone says no, it's a no.
Yeah.
And then she's my husband, right? Like ownership to something. And I just think that he should not have ever done that. Even, you know, but I don't side with him at all. But it made me look at MM. And it made me look at MM from a woman's perspective.
Right.
And I know I'm a woman, right? So for me, I'm thinking, okay, so auntie, if a man did that and you wanted a husband, my husband, then do I feel like he's giving me carte blanche? Do I feel like, okay, now we should be getting a shower? Now we should be talking about you moving with me, which I thought that her asking him to move with her, right? And contrary to what you all said, was saying my shit is better than your shit. So, you know, you just come on and move with me.
It's a fact.
It is a fact, but it's the way that we as women can deliver things to men who have insecurities that will make him feel like.
True.
We're the most cunning. Wars have been started, lost and won over some.
Hold on, let me put you. I want you to say that again for the women. I understand this. I want them to hear what you just said. Because you know, if we say that, we're wrong. I just.
I mean, come on, look at Samson.
Here's my thing with Ike.
Go ahead.
For him to be this guy that is this woke brother, right? Yeah. And the letters to my wife, and he's in tune with his, you know, emotions and his inner self. he never said these things to M. So if you don't want to have sex, you don't want to do these things, he never told her. And she, the first time she hears about it is when she meets with Dr. Pia, meets with him. So why didn't he say anything at that point? Say, hey, look, I get it. You want to get in the shower with me, but let's talk for a second. I don't know you like that. I really want to get to know you before anything physical happens. Mm. So I need you to be on that same page. At least let her know. But she got blindsided until they met with Dr. Pia, according to what we saw.
That ain't they get blindsided, Terrell. Come on now with that bull. I sat up here and tried to listen to you. I was trying to focus on your hands.
Tell him, Monty. Tell him.
He did tell her. He said he told her. Mm-hmm. He did tell her. He told her when she had the honey in her mouth and he turned his back to her. Mm. He is telling her, when is she going to read the body language? Like, I'm not going for that. Come on. You know when somebody is repulsed by you or someone doesn't want you to touch you. She knows. She's intelligent, right? She has a master's degree in her own business. Mm-hmm. Don't do it, Terrell.
But you're saying his body language told her. I'm saying that he should have used his words to tell her.
He said that he did tell her.
He said he didn't.
Okay, let's let Yanni break the tie. Yanni, did he or did he not say that he told her he did not want to have sex with her?
When she tried, he said no to the sex, right? But he didn't explain the other part of it. And I think that was part of what, but she said it didn't come up in that sense. So I think, here's the thing. I think you both have pieces of it that makes it right or wrong, right?
My piece is bigger than Terry.
let me go to my 6 pages of notes real quick.
check tape. But here's the thing, though. And you're absolutely right, because, you know, MM is not a man. I always say this, men don't take hints. Ladies, you got to tell us exactly what it is. And if this were reversed, we'd say that, because we don't take those hints, because it can be one way or the other. Women take hints a lot easier than men do. So she should be able to read the room in that sense. However, my question to that was on, is it him thinking that she's too loose or too desperate or too eager to get married? And that's the thing, because here's the thing. And you've given a lot of advice. Have you ever given the advice to a man and say, if she's doing it to you, she's probably done it to somebody else too? Especially that quick. I'll take that as a yes.
I disagreed with Yanni on that one.
I don't agree with it in this instance.
Okay.
In this instance, I believe that she trusted the expert and she trusted the experiment, and she was she would have been attracted to whomever they matched her with. Mm-hmm. And I think that was based on trust. Do I think that it could have been anybody? In a sense, yes, but anybody that they matched her with. Mm. And I think that's the key. She trusted that Dr. Calvin, Dr. Pepper, and Dr. Pia picked the person that was perfect for her. And that's why part of what he is saying, I agree with, but not in its totality, because she would have been happy with whomever the experts picked. Not just some random. The way that he's saying it is like, you know, any random man, she would be like this. No, she trusted the experts.
And that's because if you come on the show, you should be trusting the experts to do this.
Yeah.
And, you know, I definitely want to go down that path in a second, but I definitely want to get to some of these comments here from Cheryl, who says, sorry, Auntie, I usually agree with you, but I disagree. Ike isn't a child at this stage in life. He needs to speak up.
Yeah. I don't want you all to think, and I think that people picked that up misunderstood that on my last video. Mm-hmm. I don't believe him, right? And I think that he's a horrible person. Mm-hmm. However, M's not perfect.
Right.
And there's always a villain and always a victim in every story.
Yes.
Yeah.
But you have to be able to look past that. I agree. He is not a child. I agree that he does have to communicate. Mm-hmm. But I agree, I think that where I disagree is that we're not hearing him when he says that he did communicate something. And I think that, you know, when she took him back, I was like, oh, hell no.
I was so mad. I was so mad at that. By the way, DJ H says, hearing Auntie's point of view, I have to go back to the first two episodes and MM was sexually aggressive. I hate the fact that we're using that word, but in her tone and was looking forward to sex. Yeah, looking forward to sex doesn't mean you're aggressive to sex, though. So be careful when you say that. So, but yeah, okay.
So let me ask the two of you all a question, if I can.
Uh-oh. Sure. I think we're in trouble, Tara.
Do you believe... after, what are we on, episode 11?
Yeah.
That MM is aggressive.
You want to answer first, Terrell?
Sure.
Sure. Like how I did that. Well, he's got 6 pages of notes.
Yeah, so go back to your notes now.
I don't think of her as aggressive. I think she is someone that's like a strong, assertive woman that's... built your own business and a lot of things. I know a lot of people who are entrepreneurs and you got to be built different to do some of those things. Mm-hmm. And I think she's just that way. I think Ike is intimidated by her energy, and not every man likes that type of energy in their women. There's some guys that wants a woman to be submissive and you know, they're number one and she's always number two. And that's not who MM is, but I wouldn't call it aggressive. I don't like that phrase.
Right.
At all, because if that's the case, I'm aggressive, you know, but no one says anything about me doing that.
She's passive aggressive, especially when they were on that picnic and she kept like, well, is that what you're doing? Were you in the game? Were you? and
he was passive aggressive, Yanni, even when she said something about the vows, because she knew he didn't promise her a damn thing.
She had already read it. But I'm petty. So I respect that level of it. I was like, there you go. Go ahead, girl. Drop another one on them. Because that's what if this is the energy you're giving me, I will give it right back to you. Yeah. And so I respect what she did. But yes, is she aggressive though? Passive aggressive? Definitely.
Yeah.
And shady.
Okay. I was wondering whether or not you all thought, you know, because each week she begins to unfold. And I think that that's why people were saying, you know, her slip is showing. And that's why, because each week we're starting to see a little bit more of MM. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you kind of wonder. I don't think she's aggressive either. I didn't think that she was even passive aggressive. She said that she was, but I saw it as her standing up for herself and finally having a voice. I hate that she has no voice.
Right.
And I hate that.
I've seen comments where people said that she takes the lead too many times. But I think we even pointed it out when the experts were there that she sat, and not this recent episode, it had to be about 4 episodes, maybe 5 episodes ago. And she purposely, as the question was asked, you take the lead because you've already said this is what you want. You answer first. I'll let you answer this because that's what he wants. And I think she almost had to bite her tongue to do that because normally she'd be the first one to answer.
But Ike doesn't say shit. So when he gets into the room, he just sits. Yeah. Hey, how you doing? Fine. Chilling. It's just this one word crap. He doesn't say anything.
It's the setup, though. It's the setup.
If you don't see that energy, he's not going to be the take the lead kind of person. I don't see him as a take the lead kind of guy in anything. Mm-hmm. I think he's a guy that has a whole lot of fluff and BS and people buy into his poetry and his words. And then after about 3 months.
Yeah, because they say that he's art.
Yeah, after about 3 months, they realize he's not a relationship. Ike is me in my 20s. I was awesome for 3 months. I could say some shit. I would sound good. But when it came to substance, I had nothing. You know, so that's what I was in my 20s. So that's Ike to me. He's too old to be in this situation.
Too old. But someone sent me an interview. Did you all see that interview that he did?
Uh-uh.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
There's an interview that he did 5 years ago.
Yeah.
5, 6 years ago. You are going to be shocked when you look at it.
Oh, wow. Now I can't wait to see it.
And I was like, do I use it content? Like, I started to reach out to him. It's shocking in a way because, and the reason why it shocked me is because everything he's doing now, he laid it out 5 years ago.
Wow. As to that's what he would do?
This is who he is. This has been a plan. This has been in the works for him. You remember when at the wedding, his mom said, when he has a goal, he reaches it.
Right.
He's been building this up this moment for years. And so everything that he does for shock and awe. So the non-answering, and see, the thing about it, I couldn't ever be casted for, because I'd be like, if you don't say something, what the fuck? Yeah. You know what I mean?
So, exactly.
But MM does it. Uh-huh. And so she plays into that too much for me. When he showed up with the tacos and he said something, I'd have been like, wait a minute, didn't you, she doesn't expose him, but she played into the game, because we all knew it. Come on, guys. We knew at the honeymoon that things were going on, because he never took it to an activity.
Right. Exactly.
Never. And they would sit at the table and she'd be sitting there like some church woman, you know, that just can't say anything. Girl, if you don't open, I saw it from the beginning.
Yeah. Wow. This is now I'm interested to see what he said in that interview, because it does come off that he was very calculated and what
very calculated.
Wow.
He's been doing this since season five. I mean, since he did this interview 5 years ago, and it was with a YouTuber who had a podcast. And when I looked at it, it only had like 472 views. But someone found it. You know those sleuths.
Okay? Oh, yeah.
You know, got sleuths. and they found it and sent it to me. And I had my mouth open the whole time.
Yeah,
I couldn't believe it. I was like, he's been planning this. So the guy that we see is methodical, calculated. They're not saying anything. It's all calculated. It's all calculated.
Is this for all fame? Do we think it's for fame? It's not helping his book, because on Amazon it's really not selling a lot, but it's also getting terrible reviews.
Bad reviews.
Terrible reviews. Like, oh my, I go there for amusement. Okay, it's not just me.
I'm the only one going and looking. It's calculated, guys.
Wow. I guess the next one I got to ask you about from this season. This season just has so many failures. And you and Terrell are on the same page, or very similar pages, when it comes to David. You've already brought up Michelle and David, but David as a whole, because people have given this man a hard time for living in his parents' house, you know, but they're just his landlords, right?
No. It's just parents.
The look away series. You see this, right?
He lives at home with his parents. He doesn't have an apartment. He lives at home with his parents. He's undateable.
Undateable? Really?
He is absolutely.
He's not relationship material right now.
No.
You could hook up if his parents are asleep. And they're not doing laundry. You can go downstairs and you can hook up, but you can't build on that, right? And it's great. He's working towards something. I totally get that. And the thing I kept arguing from the beginning is Michelle is not going to like this type of guy. And everybody was coming at me in the comments. Well, Terrell, you never know. Different cultures. People live at home. I said, no, there's a reason he's at home. And then once we got a chance to see the place, we're like, see? This makes sense. This is why Michelle wasn't happy. So I've been on that from the very beginning.
But now Messy Zesty says he has no debt, though. Now, I saw that without my glass.
And the complete opposite.
But he ain't got no savings either. So he living paycheck to fucking paycheck. Who wants a man that's living paycheck to paycheck? Mm. He may not have any debt, but we don't know if he doesn't have any debt.
Right.
Right.
But he definitely said he doesn't have any savings.
Mm-hmm.
So what future? So he's living day to day. What future goals does he have? None, zero, not a zilch. So he's undateable for a woman, especially a woman like myself that already got my own. First of all, the ponytails are turned off.
The side ponytail. Looking like Camille.
But he doesn't, I mean, you know, not having bills is, and I understand what she mean. I understand what she's saying. He don't have any debt. Mm-hmm. But how do we know? Yeah. He could owe taxes. Mm-hmm. You know, a bill is a bill is a bill is a bill. And maybe he does have debt is why, and that's why he's living with his parents. Mm-hmm. Because they don't go into all of that, right? Because the first thing I would ask him, why the fuck you living with your mother and your, you know what I mean? I would ask him,
yeah,
you know, why do you live here?
Yeah.
Do you owe taxes, mother? You do child support? Like, what's going on? Like, what happened in your life that you fell off the ladder? Because I'm looking at you two guys. You know, you climb the ladder in your life. You don't stay at the same spot. And then when you climb that ladder, you bring other people up. And so for Michelle has been climbing that ladder, and she needs a man, as evil as her ass is,
mm-hmm.
who is already up the ladder, that's going to help bring her up. And for me, like if I was dating him, he would be bringing me down off of the ladder. I'm trying to get to that ceiling, and I'm trying to burst that ceiling. And this mother, and not even on the ladder. He's still living at his parents' house. He has no goals in it. He says he has no savings. I can't give him a pass. I can't. And then he sits there and says, yeah, if I get that promotion, I'll be making, you know, almost as much. What?
Oh, I think he added the extra part. He said, or even more than you, just to irk her a little bit even more, because he said that and she almost threw up.
but hold on, though. Let's look at Michelle for a second. Just
okay.
Let me get off David for a bit, but let's look at Michelle. I agree with the ladder analogy, but Michelle act like she's climbed one of those large construction ladders. To me, she's on a step ladder. You have an apartment by yourself in Chicago. So many people do that. That's not impossible. Apartment. You have your own apartment, and it's a simple, small, one bedroom apartment. Nothing big.
Yeah, it's about as big as my.
Yeah.
So she's probably about as big as my den.
Yeah. She's not chief marketing officer, Michelle. She's not CEO, Michelle. You know, she is, you are exempt salaried, Michelle. Yeah. But you make a salary. That's it.
But Terrell, right now her lunch ticket is changing a different color now.
Well,
true.
She gets a different lunch ticket color this time, though. Okay.
She does. She does. And no one else is doing laundry in her apartment. In her house.
That's true.
She'll always win that argument. So I get it.
I don't know. I don't know how they match people.
Yeah.
I don't understand if they match them so that they can have conflict. Do you all think that sometimes that
I do.
They match these people so they can have conflict?
Okay, here's the question. Did you watch this from season one? Because I think I picked
up season one, day one, A1.
Okay, so because I think when I first picked up on this show, right, and it was either season three or season four, and I went back to watch the first seasons, right, because I love the concept of it. But I noticed there was a pattern. You had the couple that was going to be attracted immediately. It was the young couple, mm-hmm. they were going to get it on immediately, mm-hmm. so they were going to have problems later. You had the couple who didn't like each other. And then you had the couple who, and you had the couple that wasn't going to do anything at all. You had the couple who one person wasn't going to be attracted. Mm-hmm. And when they finally were attracted, the other person was like, you're full of shit. I'm moving on. And then they finally get it together near the end. It was the same formula for a while. And then as it got bigger, better, they started to mess with it even more.
Season
and the
10.
Experts weren't there. Now they put them all together. It's cheaper. We get them all in the same resort at the same time.
Yeah. And this season, they can't talk to each other. Have y'all noticed that? Be based on what happened last season, which I refused to cover.
Right.
That was the first year in all these seasons that I've not covered it. I've been covering it since season one.
Yeah.
But last season, I refused to cover that bull. I didn't have it. I just couldn't do it.
But this season,
I noticed that they cannot talk to each other because the first time she got to share, MM got to share anything was in the van.
Right. No, you know, that's true because you're right. I don't think I noticed that. That's interesting because even at the dinner, they're catching everybody up. The van, then they're catching everybody up at dinner, and that's where everything's, as opposed to before, you're right. They were all hanging out. They were plotting with each other, and here's what we'll do. Here's what we'll say. Wow.
I think they're still doing it, though. You're in the same apartment building. Mm. They're not like different apartments across Chicago. They're in the same building. They got to see each other. They exchange numbers. They're talking to each other. Gotta be.
It's not to the
now, they're just not showing
it. Was before though, Terrell.
Yeah.
No, I believe that. I believe that. Like last season, it was a whole lot of you know, shady stuff that happened. But I think they still.
God bless y'all. Y'all covered it. God bless.
They still talk to each other. But we've interviewed people from other shows, and we asked like, what was the process? And I think you can tell they pick certain people, certain personalities, for a reason. And I think that's what they do. And unfortunately. In my opinion, I think there's always one or two who are really genuinely looking for love and looking for their person. And then you got all these other jokers that are actually looking for, you know, Instagram followers and seeing how they're going to make this successful. And somebody winds up getting hurt.
Terrell, who do you believe came looking for love?
M?
Easy answer. Easy answer.
M came looking for the real deal. Mm-hmm. I think I would say Camille and Thomas, you know, they're not too bad. Now that we got over the whole interracial thing and all that.
She found out he was black.
When she found out that D was black.
Yeah. Once he could put it down, she's like, okay, you do have swag. Get it. It's just not, you don't show your swag. I got to go look for it. And I found it. It's awesome.
I think Alan was looking for love.
Good point. Mm-hmm. I think he was. I feel bad for that dude because Madison can't stand. She does not like him, not attracted to him.
Yep.
And the moment someone, if I ask somebody, what are you attracted about me? Well, that's a tough question. Well, shit, I'm done. Yeah, separate checks.
Just pack I'm up done. And roll. Might as well. It's done. There's nothing else after that.
Absolutely.
Do you still believe in the concept of the show, though? I mean, it's been... We're what, 18 seasons in?
Yeah.
And you've seen it since season one. Terrell's seen it since season 13, because after watching the season 12, I was like, oh, yeah, I got to get Terrell to watch this. Just two reasons. One, I know he hates reality dating
TV. He was so resentful when you first had his ass up here.
It's his fault, though. He started this with his Black Bachelor.
No, you asked me. Whatever. I'm not here to go there.
Oh, I ain't gonna pick on you, Terrell. Go ahead. I'm sorry, Yanni. What was your question?
Do you still believe in the concept of the show? No. Yeah. It's an interesting one that's taken. And I look at some of the other shows that we've covered, like Ready to Love, and I think the concept is flawed in the way they do it. But you cover a lot of other shows as well, too, right? Some of the shows that we don't even. What's your favorite and how do you decide which ones you are going to cover? Like season 17, you said, the hell with that. We're not going to Denver. But how do you decide to cover all these other shows?
My people, feedback in the comment section.
Right.
That's the only reason why I started covering 90 Day. Mm. Because one of my subscribers had hit me up and was like, hey, you need to look at this new show that's on 90 Day Fiancé, because I've been covering 90 Day Fiancé since season one.
Yeah.
So if they, you know, say, hey, auntie, you know, look at this or you look at that, you know, some of them I'll try and I'll drop them immediately because I ain't got it to do.
Right.
But mostly from the feedback from my subscribers, my nieces and my nephews.
I love that you call them nieces and nephews. I mean, obviously, we know how that started in there. But I love that. What's the most gratifying thing for you and doing, because you do this live like we do, right? What's the most gratifying thing for you in doing it?
The relationships that are built off of the screen. Mm-hmm. Mm. The relationships built off of the screen. I did a meet and greet. I don't know if you all saw, but I did a meet and greet in New York last year. Mm-hmm. And I was the one that was crying.
Mm, really?
When I met them.
Wow.
It's the relationships built off the screen. I have multiple relationships that are off screen, things that I've attended. And one of my subscribers' mom turned 100 years old. Ooh. And they gave her a 100-year-old birthday party, and I sang there. And I do a lot of different things, right, for my subscribers that I don't discuss.
Right.
And so those relationships will be lifetime relationships. And I was so blessed that I had an opportunity to do that because shortly thereafter, her mother passed.
Wow. Mm. Wow.
And I was happy that, you know, she said, "Mom, my mom watches that video you singing." I sing an Ella Fitzgerald song. Mm. And her mom will watch it every day. And just to be a part of her being happy right before, you know, she passed. Mm. You can't buy that. You can't. Like, that's the most rewarding thing for me. I've been there for people who have lost family. I've been going to funerals. I go to funerals. I go to weddings. One of my subscribers lost her dog. Mm-hmm. And I knew how close she was. I went there. I stayed with her. Those things money can't buy. Mm-hmm. And those are the experiences I love because I actually am really building a family over there. And I absolutely love it. Love it.
Yeah. Nice. You know, it's one of the things I noticed. You know, I've been in radio for the last couple of decades, right?
Because you're going to have to talk about that stuff on the back on your wall.
Yeah. All those plaques right there. the few of the many, you know. But it's
I looked you up, but I ain't know nothing about that. So you're going to have to share a little bit. But go ahead. I'm sorry.
It's interesting the dynamic in radio and in podcasting and live streaming, right? Because I think it's for us, the big thing, and I think one of the catalysts for us was you and getting your endorsement, not even knowing that you knew who we were, right, in that sense. And it's just like, hey, it wasn't because you'd reach out and said, hey, I'm going to promote you guys. You owe me this amount of money or anything like that. It's just like you did it out of love, which is something that in radio, hey, we're on this team, you're on that team, this is what it is. Yeah, we may talk, but it's never, oh, go listen to them. No, because
oh, really?
Us. Right. Oh, yeah, no. Why won't you listen to us all the time?
Wow.
But that's because it's 24 hours. And I think that's the difference in podcasting, because podcasting is if I'm watching you, whether it's live, even if I start watching live, if I have to go away, I can pause it. When I come back, my YouTube is going to pick up exactly where I left off, right?
Yeah.
And I can finish the comment. And when it's done, I've got to wait till your next episode. Well, I can go on and do something else. That's why, you know, people can watch you. They watch us. I see in other content creators, and I see some of the same people that are in a lot of the same people that are in our chat that are doing that as well, too. Part of the live crew, part of Replay Gang, all of them are still there in many different comments as well. And it's a different community in that sense. So I just really want to say we really appreciate, I know I said it at the beginning, but I want to say it again. We really appreciate what you did, because that just, Terrell is one person who looks at, okay, this, here's where we are, numbers, but that's where his mind works, right? So he sees that a lot more. And he'll say, oh, we did this. And a lot of that came from you. A lot of people who found us because of you. And again, just want to say thank you. That was a lot.
Well, I put y'all in my, and the thing about it is what you don't know. Mm-hmm. As a content creator, you get to select who videos run with yours.
Mm, yeah.
Did you know that?
Yeah, because in the suggested videos, yeah.
No, it's not in suggested videos.
Oh, okay.
I'll have to teach y'all a couple of things.
We're here to learn, always.
But there's a portion on YouTube where you can select who videos runs with yours.
Mm. Mm.
So, like, if I post And I run my anything that is familiar to what you all run, what you all cover, it runs with yours. I did it with you all with this show and with Love, what's the one that's on Netflix? Love is Blind?
Love is Blind and Ultimatum, yeah.
I have you all running with me.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So when I do a video and you all do a video, they need to be looking at both of our asses.
Right.
So there's a way that you can go into the mainframe and set that up. And then I have other people who do the same thing that I do. And I say, I don't want to run with that bitch at all.
Yeah. Wow.
Right.
Really?
I don't want to be associated with that. So, yeah, that's in the it's in the settings.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so we got to talk. Yeah, you put us up on game. There's a lot that you said before we even came on live, and I definitely appreciate that because it's one of those things that for me it's always been sharing knowledge, right? And I think that's a great thing.
Absolutely,
it's always learning stuff, but also sharing it because it's not just to be kept. So, and I appreciate it because not everybody believes or lives by that. That's
for sure. And you know what? The thing that really drew me to you all was the connection between you, the brotherhood.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, when you all may have your slogan in the beginning, you know, have you ever heard two people talking,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it's so true because you do oftentimes hear people talking, right? And, you know, you kind of be like listening, but not listening.
Yeah.
And a way that you flow together, it shows that, right? It's almost like sitting in the airport and hearing two people having a discussion. You want to get in a discussion. You want to be in a comment section.
Yeah.
And it feels like that. So kudos to y'all for that chemistry that you have. And I think that's what, because I wanted to be in your comments. I stayed out your comments for a while. And then I think I made maybe one or two comments, I think. And yeah. I was like, these guys are fabulous. It's just, I want to be nosy. I want to get in their conversation. And then I think that's why, you know, even in your chat, you know, your people are very active in the chat because they're those people who are sitting in the airport. You right. two guys went to college together and you're having a conversation. And you're like, wait a minute, though. Excuse me, I don't know you, but I want to.
Yeah. Yeah. I hope you don't mind, but.
Right. And so you all give that all for your channel, and it's so organic and genuine. It's so, I love it when the other day when I went live, I was like, God damn, they live at the same time.
Yeah.
But I knew I had, you know, other work that I had to do because I'm usually not in the bed till like 1 or 2 o'clock.
Ooh.
But I, you know, I was like, oh my God, I don't want to go live at the same time. But the algorithm is still do what it does. And I got a chance to come back and watch and see what you all were saying. Yeah. But it's just so organic. It's just really, really organic. And I want to do a Dr. Calvin. You're the art and he is.
I don't know what we are then because it's.
And tells the science.
He's definitely the science. He's definitely the science. Very analytical. Hey, by the way, just some of these comments coming in. High Vibe says, every time Auntie's intro song would play, my dog would come running into the room and watch the show. It's hilarious.
Yes, I'm in dispute with them right now. I bought the rights to the music, and they've been disputing about the music. And so they kept copyright striking me.
Ooh.
And so we're in dispute right now.
Oh, man. Mm.
So it'll be back because I brought this. I got a receipt.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Happy Gardener said, real story from my life. Matter of fact, shout out. Happy Gardener put this up twice. So shout out to you, Happy Gardener. Thank you for the donation. Says, real story from my life. When visiting my mom in South Carolina, I've had to mute both Auntie and Terrell when Mama comes in the room. somebody's got to be the good guy here.
Sorry.
Thank you, Happy Gardener.
We speak our truth. We speak our truth.
I hear that all the time, though. I hear that all the time. But so now, you know what I do now? I say viewer discretion is advised. I cuss. So if you stay here,
yes.
I'm going to
Oh, I love that line. Because see, it's the first part is cool. Viewer discretion is advised. But you said if you stay here, you wanted to hear it. And that part right there is the key.
Yes, it is. So can you tell me about those things? It looks like Muhammad Ali leaks, or is that... Yeah.
That's actually very good. That is Muhammad. So Muhammad Ali, that's the one where he says, "I'm so fast that if you if I turn off the light and I'm in the bed before the light even goes off." So that's that one there. This one right here is actually Bob Marley. So that's his guitar right there.
Okay.
And then the other ones are just plaques. So you've got like the
and those plaques are from where?
So that's from radio. Like that's Future, that's Missy Elliott. They're all signed. Alessia Cara, got Lil Jon back there, Petey Pablo, Bryson Tiller. So a bunch of different plaques.
So you know everybody.
Well, I wouldn't say I know everybody, but I know a couple people. Yeah, I am.
Okay.
Yeah. I'm in the industry. I'm no longer behind the mic on a daily basis like I used to be. So there's some people in here who are from that have been in the live crew and sometimes even in the replay gang out of Charleston, ran in Charleston for a long time. So but then, you know, from there ran through a couple different places and now in Texas. Back in Texas, we're back in the country of Texas, in the state of Houston. Because you know, so Texas is a different country.
I'm always curious as to what it is. I know Muhammad Ali leaks because my brother's both. Two of my brothers are boxing fans. Yeah. So I'm familiar with with his legs in the photo. Okay.
Nice. that's good. That's cool to see that because it's there and a lot of people see it or don't see it and don't really say much about it. But yeah. And of course, you see my 49ers because our team isn't there. So.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Auntie, look, I really appreciate you coming on with us and
thank you
really
for having me.
It's been great. It's an honor for us. I was really surprised when you said you were honored to be asked to come on.
Absolutely. Because I'm like, you know,
we look to what you do, to be honest, because like I said, you put us on in a manner that I don't think a lot of people understand.
Yeah, Yanni told me to ask. I was like, I had a few drinks. I was like, all right.
You know what? I can tell you was drinking when you hit me up.
It was a professional slide in the DM, so it wasn't that moment. I was just like, hey, love your show. Would you? Send Yanni a screenshot like I did my part. Let's see what happens.
Okay, so it's didn't come in like, hey, auntie, what you doing?
Okay, anybody that invites you on their platform where you're being monetized, where you're getting money, anybody that invites you on their platform, it's an honor.
Yeah.
Because there are a lot of people who have invited me on their platforms and it was a hell to the no. because I want to, you know, I believe that people should have integrity. I've been burnt before. Yeah.
Right.
And I think that you all have integrity and I look for that number one. That's just number one. And right. So I'm honored to be here because you care about your people like I care about mine. You interact with them like they make the show, right? They're the third host on the show. And so I recognize that. But like I said, it's just the chemistry between the two of you all makes us all come here. And so I'm very honored to be here. And I'm a small fry on YouTube. And I probably will always be a small fry on YouTube until I retire. After I retire, a bitch blowing up.
I like it.
And I told my boss that. When I retire,
it's on.
But, it's an honor to be here. Thank you to all of your subscribers. You know, for welcoming me here on the platform, for not dragging my ass in the comment section. That means a lot. Really means a lot, you know. So I ask you all, make sure you share their stuff. Sharing is very important on social media platforms. Even if you just take a clip of it or you mention it on your Instagram when you go live, share their information, you know, put their link in your well, I don't know about TikTok, but put their link somewhere, right? So that, you know, more people will be able to find content creators who are doing a damn thing, right? And that not all prideful and begging and let me pull my cash app, you know.
You're right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, these guys are doing it and they're honorable guys, stand-up guys. So you got to push. You got to push the content creators that you enjoy, because like I, you know, tell my people, if you enjoy it, someone else is going to enjoy it.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Right. The algorithm is always going to push us out, and we can't wait for the algorithm to do the work.
Right.
You know, we've got to say. So that's why that day I was like, bitch, I love them. Let me let everybody know I love them. And I'm so honored to be here. Thank you so much for inviting me. If y'all want to bring me in on a reunion show and do a panel, that's what I think y'all should do.
Yeah.
Have y'all thought about doing like a panel with other content creators?
We hadn't, but you know, that is something that we definitely are open to. Like K-Wu-10 Design says, we need more collaborations, and definitely would. It's one of those things.
Yeah. We reached out to a few people. They just didn't reply back.
Oh, they did.
Tell us a little salty about that, Mike.
Yeah, I reached out to go people. So it's like they have a different take. There's, I won't say who they are, but we reached out to these two folks. We thought it'd be great, and nothing. So I was like, all right, well, fine.
Well, you know what? I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna keep my mouth shut on that one. But I would be more than happy if y'all wanted to do something at the end of the season to wrap the season up. Okay, let me know. I meant to ask y'all, have y'all been looking at Love is Blind Germany?
No. You know, I'll tell you why. I saw the clips on social, right? But I know Terrell hates the voiceovers.
Oh, my God. My daughter be like, Mom, please turn that down.
I can't. Can't do it.
My daughter can't do it. She'd be like, please turn that.
Yeah. And that's why I didn't even bring that up, because I think it was, what was it, Brazil we talked about? He was like, yeah, I'm not doing it. I can't do it. I'll do anything else. I can't. When he says he will go do one of the, like, he was like, I'll do Ready to Love before I do that. I said, gotcha. Let's go.
So, yeah. Any other shows that you all are considering doing?
Ready to Love Philly, which starts February 7th. And then Love is Blind's coming back on Valentine's. So, yeah, we're definitely going to do that one.
Nothing else, Terrell?
You know, I try to have a social life outside of this. And it's so hard to say, hey, I can't go out on a date tonight. I got to watch reality TV and take my notes. So if I can get better at maybe, you know, learn from you on just how to not take so many notes, right, freeze me up, we can add some more shows in.
Hey, that's what he's saying now because you're here, Auntie. As soon as we get off this live, I
nope.
You probably gonna cuss me out. Take a shot. Okay, now before we leave.
Yeah.
I thought one thing. I thought that scene with Alan was them trying to say, because he has no scars, no blemishes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So that bull that they came with him being drunk and driving, like, he never said she was drunk and she said he wasn't. I thought that was a way of putting a little bit of dirt on him.
Yeah, because it's really been all Madison so far.
Yeah.
And that is a great point. Even though I did have to side with Madison in the point where she said, you're not just thinking about yourself. I know you did. But she said, you can't just think about yourself. And you know, when you're married, you can't just think about yourself. You have to think about two people.
But she thinks about herself all the time.
Two wrongs don't make a right.
Takes the man out for his birthday, and then they go out to have drinks, and then she just leaves.
Right, and how the fuck is she getting home?
Yeah. Oh, that's David. that's his third job. He's an Uber.
That was a good one.
And husband for the night.
But she made it very clear, and he made it very clear. She co-signed that he was not drunk. She kept saying, that's not the point. Mm-hmm. Yeah. There is a legal BAC.
Yeah.
As long as he's under .08, he can drive.
Right.
And she kept saying, well, that's not the point. He was like, I mean, I could do that. I wasn't drunk. You know, I had a woo-woo. She was like, that's not the point. The point is, what's the point? That you wanted to throw some dirt on his name.
Yeah.
And she didn't want him to mess up the jag. Yeah. It's the only thing she finds attractive about him. We'll talk about it if you ride around in your jag. That's it.
If I'm riding around in a jag, I'm not taking a lot of bullshit from anybody.
Yeah. I don't think that man was drunk, and it is a legal BAC. And as long as he was under that, he's fine. And, you know, and I just was kind of talking about it. You know, how many times have we gone to brunch and had a couple of mimosas, you know, with your girlfriends or, you know, with your guy friends, you know what I mean? And you know that you're not inebriated. You know that you're not drunk. Mm-hmm. And I just thought that they were just trying to throw dirt on his name, even to film that late at night.
Yeah.
You know, oh, hold on. I'm going to bring this up. Bring the cameras in. Bitch, if you don't. I wanted to get your take on it.
Yeah. Yeah. No. To be fair, we've all had those young days of after the club before Uber and Lyft were around. So we've all made those bad decisions. And if he felt he wasn't there, then maybe he wasn't. But I'm sorry. I still got to give her. You still have to think about two. It's no longer about one. They're married.
Whatever.
Okay. They didn't consummate, so they're not legally married. Auntie, it's been a pleasure, man. We love you for coming on with us. And we're definitely going to have to do something on the reunion. I'm definitely looking forward to that. That'll be a great one to do. So thank you again. I'm Yanni Root.
And I'm just Terrell.
Make sure you follow us at Yanni Rude, at Justel, at the RGRT Pod. And Auntie, give them where they can follow you.
You all can follow me on Auntie's Advice.
It's the Regular Guys Random Thoughts Podcast. Cheers.
Bye, y'all.
Cheers.